Good morning. This newscast is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor and Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. As well as Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's newscast. In Huron County Circuit Court, the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Stephen Jason Jones has been set for a jury trial. Defendant Stephen Jason Jones is represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, with Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace representing the people. A final pretrial hearing is scheduled for January the 12th at 9 a.m. Key deadlines include December 14th at 10 a.m., which serves as cutoff date for plea agreements, filing defense notices such as alibi or insanity in all motions. Any motions must be noticed and heard by this date. The trial is anticipated to last 2 days. Proposed jury instructions are due to the court no later than 14 days before the trial date, with copy also required in Word format before the court. Bond for Mr. Jones will continue as previously set. Ubly Homecoming Festivals are about to begin Thursday, June 25th, with a full day of community events leading into an evening of entertainment and activities. The schedule includes village-wide garage sales, a used book sale at Sleeper Public Library, family fun night at Veterans Park, a one-half-mile fun run, and a classic auto show featuring cars, motorcycles, and tractors. Burnouts are scheduled for 7 p.m. at Garfield and Main Streets, with proceeds from the event's 50-50 raffle benefiting the Frankie Parteka family. Following the burnouts, Beckler's Roadhouse will host an after-party featuring a DJ beginning at 7 p.m. and continue through closing time. The event will include food and drink specials, dancing, and additional entertainment as part of the opening night of the homecoming celebrations. Organizers say Thursday's activities will serve as kickoff to a 3-day homecoming schedule that continues Friday with food vendors, a pie contest, tractor and truck pull events, basketball competition, and live entertainment. Saturday's lineup includes a bike drawing, kiddie parade, craft vendors, family activities, and a pie sale and auction, and additional tractor and truck pull competitions before the weekend concludes with evening entertainment. And a routine day off turned into an unexpected arrest for Sebring Police Chief Repke after he spotted a familiar face behind the wheel of a vehicle while running personal errands. According to the Village of Sebring Police Department, the incident unfolded when the chief, who was on his day off and helping a friend with a project, noticed a driver he recognized from previous encounters. The driver was operating a black Cadillac Escalade and was allegedly known to law enforcement. Authorities said the vehicle had no license plates and the driver was reportedly operating without insurance. Further investigation revealed the individual allegedly had a driver's license that had been revoked multiple times and was wanted on a no-bond warrant. What the driver apparently did not expect was to encounter the police chief on his day off. Driving an older pickup truck loaded with lumber and dressed casually in shorts and an Aerosmith concert t-shirt, Chief Repke followed the vehicle to an apartment parking lot before making contact with the driver. Police said the driver initially didn't recognize the chief out of uniform. However, recognition quickly followed when the chief identified himself and displayed his badge. The encounter ended up with the suspect being taken into custody without incident, and transported to the jail. The department later shared the story on social media using the tongue-in-cheek Silly Goose theme, popularized by catchy Kansas Police Kansas Police Department, using humor to remind residents that avoiding law enforcement is rarely a successful strategy. The post jokingly noted that while Chief Repke may have been enjoying a day off, crime apparently wasn't. The incident serves as a reminder that police officers, particularly in small communities, often remain vigilant even when they're off the clock. The department summed it up, if crime doesn't take a day off, neither do we. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
We all know that getting a good night's rest is important, but sometimes that is easier said than done. Your mattress may be the problem. If you're waking up tired and with aches and pains, or if your mattress has started squeaking or sagging, it may be time to upgrade. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe and shop the Sleep Gallery today. They have mattresses in stock spanning from Twin to California King. Shop all levels of support and firmness. Mattresses by Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. All in stock now. Shop the Sleep Gallery at Ashley and Bad Axe and get the good night's sleep you want and deserve. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. Stop into Ashley and Bad Axe today and talk to one of our sales associates to find the perfect fit for you. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock?
Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And for your obituaries today, we have Edward Paul Pionk, passed away June 6th. He was born October 22nd, 1960. He is survived by his three siblings, Lynn, Vicky, and Steve, his three daughters, his grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Paul proudly served in the U.S. Navy, dedicating his life to serving his country and family. A viewing will be held on Friday, June 12th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach. Elaine Paul, age 81, passed away peacefully, surrounded by the love of her family on June 6th. Born on October 24th, 1944, she was raised in Flint, Michigan. She shared a beautiful marriage, 59 years, with J. Paul. She is survived by her devoted husband, J. Paul, her children, Michael, Carrie, Brian, her grandchildren. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, June 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home. Funeral service will be held on Wednesday, June 10th at 11 a.m. at our First United Methodist Church of Bad Axe, with visitation beginning at the church at 10 a.m. prior to service. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the First United Methodist Church of Bad Axe, and condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Norman Meter, age 86, of Bad Axe, passed away Saturday, June 6th. He was born May 23rd, 1940, in Roseville, Michigan. He went on to marry the love of his life, Sandra Jacobs, in 1963. He was a state sergeant and served for 32 years, mostly in Bad Axe State Police Post. Norman is survived by his sons Curtis and Peter, and a celebration of life for Norman Meter will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Norman's name to the Free Methodist Church of Bad Axe or Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. Artificial intelligence OpenAI has officially filed preliminary paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission for an initial public offering. The move sets a stage for what analysts predict will be one of the largest and most highly anticipated tech debuts in Wall Street history. Tech stocks are already showing signs of recovery following last week's market sell-off, bolstered by the news. Investors are eagerly awaiting the formal valuation, though regulatory scrutiny regarding data privacy and copyright compliance remains a significant hurdle for the company. United Nations Secretary General Mr. Guterres led a somber memorial service honoring 136 UN personnel who lost their lives in the line of duty over the last year, noting that more than half of those who died were serving in the Gaza Strip. The ceremony occurred amid growing international condemnation over Israel's ongoing closure of vital humanitarian border crossings. Guterres warned that blockades are pushing the remaining civilian population to the absolute brink of starvation. Human rights organizations are calling for immediate humanitarian corridors to be reopened, but military officials state the crossings will remain closed due to active security concerns. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ashley Furniture's Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, their member, FDIC. As well as Morel Equipment, your local LS tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Come see them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Thank you for joining us at the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.